Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to go and explore communism, capitalism, and socialism just based off of the free market and listening to Milton Friedman, who is reportedly one of the best known names for these type of things. But let's go back to the 60s. This is back when, you know, Saul Alinsky was on the streets, and Hillary Clinton at that time was on the streets, and they're organizing with the Rules for Radicals, and they're protesting capitalism and saying it's bad. So here they are, they're confronting capitalism in this meeting with Milton Friedman, and see what he said here, because they're talking about colonization, they're talking about slavery, they're talking about historical profiting off of other people's wages. But let's go to that spot now. We're watching him talk.
The problem which a lot of us feel is, first, you did not mention in terms of the countries you were pinpointing, such barbarous countries as South Africa and Zimbabwe. And in terms of giving your appraisal of the riches that have been accumulated in the Western so-called democracies, capitalist democracies, I would like you to give us an honest evaluation of just how these countries got so rich so quick, and that direct relationship of that to the fact that there were slaves that worked free labor, and the wealth that was created in this society being a direct product of that relationship, and also of the colonial relationships of the Western European countries and the wealth which they bled out of the people in their colonial domain.
I will be glad to answer those questions. First of all, there's a sense in which every country in the world is capitalist. Soviet Union is capitalist. Every country in the world has large capital under control. And the real question is, of course, the organization whereby the capital is controlled. In the Soviet Union, it is controlled by the state or by officials of the state. In the second place, I have been talking for an hour. I would like to talk to you for 10 hours. In a full discussion, I would certainly agree with you that capitalism is not a sufficient condition for freedom. It's a necessary condition for freedom. I never said that wherever you had capitalism, you had freedom. I never said that. I never made that statement. I made the opposite statement. Wherever you had freedom, you had capitalism. Capitalism is a necessary condition for freedom, but not a sufficient condition for freedom. In addition, you need relatively broad access to capital and a relatively free market. Again, relatively. You need competition. I usually refer to it as competitive capitalism to distinguish it from certain kinds of systems which have been capitalist and have all of the bad qualities that you describe.
This is so important, because that's an honest man saying, listen, it's not perfect, but it's the best system there is. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is what he said. Let's repeat that again.
History suggests that capitalism is a necessary condition for political freedom. Clearly, it is not a sufficient condition.
That's very important to understand that it's not, nobody's saying that it's perfect, but you know, and no man is perfect, but there is a more perfect system. That's what they talk about in the Constitution. The preamble of the the U.S. Constitution talks about a more perfect union.
More perfect union.
Not a perfect union, but a more perfect union.
Yeah.
And capitalism has made, set more men free, has blessed more folks because of the prosperity, but yet you still have the men's sin nature in the context of that. This is one thing that we're not going to be able to have Friedman say, but we'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. As he said, when he's in this particular discussion, as they were challenging, you know, America's freedom and, you know, where did the wealth come from and that type of thing. I mean, he explains it really well. But he said this. He said, listen, wherever you find freedom, you'll find capitalism. And somebody immediately says, that's not true. And he says, no, I'm not saying where there's capitalism, there's freedom. What he says is, where there's no capitalism, there's no freedom. So when we give up, when you hear people on the streets protesting against the capitalism, and you know, the narrative is to come against the police, come against the way our government works in capitalism. We'll talk about what that means today, that they're coming against the actual idea of freedom. And God will turn you over to yourself as a nation if we don't repent. The answer is not politics, but we need to understand how we're being judged if we don't if we understand that we're about to go into servitude if we don't turn back to God. God's not going to just say, hey, I'm just going to back off, let you have the country, just do all the twisted things you want to do, darkness you want to do. And I mean, it's going to be significant consequences for America if we do that. And we've talked about that before, you know, July the 7th at like 4:37 in the morning, Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence was awakened by the Lord, and God showed him the United States of America and the word Ichabod, which means God's pulling his hand, the glory's departed, God's leaving America, begin to appear over the United States. But then it never fully appeared, and then it starts to fade away. It's like, it looks like it's going to happen. In other words, we can go this way if we don't repent. And so we understand one way that judgment will come upon America is we will become more of a socialism or a socialistic government or communistic government, which means this: the government wants to replace God. When you hear big government, they're saying, listen, we need government to, that's where your rights come from, as some of our current leader said. Your rights come from government.
We'll take care of you.
We'll take care of you. And that's what the President Obama said. That's not true. Your rights come from God. And but you can be disciplined by being put under a tyrant. So I want to remind you one more thing that that Milton said, which I think is very, very important, because you're hearing people right now talk about, you know, that we just need equality for everyone. And why not? I mean, the Constitution talks about everybody needs equal rights. But when you put one above the other, when you put equality above freedom, you don't have any either. Mm-hmm. So people are using the sin nature of humanity, like God turning us over to it. We talked about, is America under God's judgment? Three phases of judgment. Let's just take a look at the evidence and see what it is. We have that available for you for all of our VFN TV partners. It's right there. You can become a partner for any amount and see it. You need to see it before it closes in so we can repent. But he says, if you go, as a matter of fact, listen to what Milton said here, and we'll talk about it. It's so important, because if you're hearing people right now say, equality, 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 and you're already, nobody's even thinking, it already says it in the Constitution. We already have equality. The question is, do we want freedom? And when you lift equality over freedom, you don't have either. Listen to what he said. A society that puts equality before freedom will get neither. A society that puts freedom before equality will get a higher degree of both. I mean, think about that. If we want freedom, we're going to have to put freedom first. Because where there's no freedom, you don't have freedom to be equal. Now you're actually a slave of the government, like Venezuela. I mean, this is what's going on. So you think about this, that the narrative, which means this: if, in fact, the people that want to run for the president of the United States, all of them, I don't care what party they're in, if they're saying they want big government, they're saying they want equality for everyone, and they're not even talking about freedom, guess what's going to be the cost? According to Milton Friedman, we're going to lose our freedom. We're not going to lose our freedom because of a political party or a bad candidate or something like that. We're going to lose our freedom because we turn our back on God. We go into a place of captivity when we turn our back on God. God's going, listen, this is the direction. This is what he says. He says, listen, I will warn you. I will tell you in advance, prophetically, of a storm that's coming your way so that storm can stop. So this is a warning. It's amazing how accurate, again and again, what God is saying to his people. He's letting us know before it happens so it doesn't have to happen. So Ichabod doesn't appear over the United States of America. And right now you're hearing constantly people are in the streets going, equality for you know, cockroaches, equality for dogs, equality for everything. It's like, yeah, I care about everything too. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Constitution, it says everybody in America has equal rights, equal protection under the law. I mean, that's for everybody. So there is no, but if we put that over freedom, we won't have either one of them, according to Milton Friedman. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue this conversation, and we're going to find out, what is this isms? Communism, socialism, and capitalism, because there's a huge difference. They used to teach AVC, Americanism versus Communism, in high school. You had to actually take it before you can graduate.
They don't teach it anymore.
They don't teach it anymore. Why? Because of the progressive agenda that's gotten into the education system since Woodrow Wilson, thank you, Woodrow, that they wanted to be able to turn people back more to government. And if you have not studied a presidency, studying Woodrow Wilson's presidency is very, very interesting, because He gets into office. He's a good speaker at New Jersey. I think in New Jersey at a university there, Princeton maybe. And they spied him out. I mean, they just went and saw him. The students would give up and give him a big round of applause. They saw he was a great orator, you know. And they ran him for governor, and he made it. And they ran him for president, and he made it. But when he gets to the presidency, his wife mysteriously dies. A socialite in Washington ends up marrying him. And he just, you know, he's a love letter type person, right, writing love letters. Like Pat writes to Tracy all the time, this love, mushy love letter stuff. And all of a sudden, he gets depression. Depression hits him. Mm-hmm. He gets sick. And she doesn't let people see him. And she's the one that begins to sign all the policies. And
he's never seen before.
Never
seen again.
They didn't see him.
Yeah.
And so she was actually the president. She was the first female president of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wild? And that's when this whole agenda began that we're seeing now in our future program. You got to catch it, because right now, Satanist temples are wanting to put their clubs, Satan clubs, in the elementary schools across America. We can't talk about it now, but this is what's happening if we don't pay attention. And they're even quoting the city of Pensacola, where the city council, as you saw in our program, brought a Satanist in to be able to invoke Satan. Washington Post is talking about those two stories together. Pensacola, look what you did. And so we got to begin to shift these things, you know, back to the original intent. But we're going to have this offer for you. You got to hear this offer, and we're going to continue to talk about it. And we're going to break it down so much. We're going to maybe even have a cartoon to explain the isms, because isms are so, it's a temptation to your flesh.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. Somebody comes up to you and says, listen, you'll never have to work again. You know, our vice president said, learn to play the guitar, learn some music, get a job, work, right? But he's not saying that. And so, and he says, get rid of your guns. All you need is a shotgun. Go out back and just fire a shot out the back, right? That's what he talked about. And so you're looking at, they're pressing in on losing our freedom. But it's tempting when somebody says, you'll never have to work again. We'll provide all the food for you, and we'll take care of you, and we'll take care of your health care. We'll take care of your everything. And Margaret Thatcher said this, we're going to go to this offer for you, is socialism works until you run out of other people's money.
Hmm. Yep.
You know, it's like living with your parents. That works until your parents say, you're going to have to get your own job, buy your own food, get your own car. I mean, you're 46 years old. It's time for you to progress in life a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? Your parents and I are moving. You can have the house and the mortgage payment. We're going to blah, 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 Avenue. Our phone number is, please don't call us. We'll talk to you in 10 years.
Right? Yeah.
That's what God's going to do to us if we don't wake up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.